Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to discuss. Absolutely, we're diving into the world of Sora prompts and the common mistakes people make that could really be costing them time and money. Right. So there's this huge misconception that you can just type something like cool video of a cat and boom, you've got a masterpiece. But honestly, if it were that easy, everyone would be doing it. Yeah, I can see how that would lead to a lot of frustration. I mean, if you're just throwing vague prompts at the wall, you're likely just wasting your credits, right? Exactly. Every time you hit generate, you're burning about $1.30 for just a 10-second clip. And with OpenAI reportedly spending $15 million a day to keep this running for millions of users, those vague prompts add up quickly. Wow, that's a hefty price tag. So what's the solution? How do we avoid those costly mistakes? The key is to plan your prompts outside of Sora. Treat it like a director would, not a search engine. Think about the specifics of what you want before you start typing. That makes a lot of sense. So instead of just saying cinematic city shot, what should people say? Great question. Instead of those lazy adjectives, you could describe the lighting, the mood, and the camera work. For example, golden hour lighting hitting wet pavement is way more specific and gives the AI something to work with. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. I never thought about it that way. It sounds like avoiding vague language is crucial. Absolutely. And this leads us into what's called the AI sameness problem. If everyone is using the same vague prompts, all the videos start looking identical. Right, I've definitely seen that in my feed, those overly dramatic slow motion shots that just feel generic. Exactly, and according to reports, 61.2% of marketers are worried about this sameness issue. If you want to stand out, ditch the generic terms. Instead of saying intense, describe a fast-paced tracking shot with shaky cam. That's a game changer. So, how do we actually structure these prompts to get better results? Good point. Many people just throw together a run-on sentence, which can confuse the AI. I prefer a structured approach. Think of it like a Sora sandwich. You need a subject, an action, and a style. Oh, that's clever. So if I understand correctly, having a clear structure can drastically reduce the number of times you need to regenerate, right? Exactly. Adobe found that structured prompts resulted in 42.6% fewer re-renders. That's almost half the work saved just by organizing your thoughts. And what about maintaining consistency? I imagine that's a big issue too. You hit the nail on the head. If you want the same character in different shots, you need to reuse the exact same description. One tiny change can alter their appearance completely. That sounds like a real headache. And I imagine that having a compelling story behind the visuals is just as important. Definitely. Creators who plan out a three-act structure are seeing better engagement. It's about not just generating clips, but actually creating scenes that resonate with viewers. So, what are some common technical mistakes people make with Sora? One big mistake is ignoring camera movement. If you don't tell Sora how to move the camera, it typically just defaults to a slow push-in or static shot, which can get boring fast.
Got it.
So using terms like truck left or pan right gives the AI more precise instructions. Exactly. And don't forget about aspect ratio and frame rate. If you're creating content for platforms like TikTok, you need to specify that vertical format right away. Such a good tip. Now, what about those frustrating moments when a generated video just doesn't work out? That's a common issue. A lot of beginners try to use Sora like an editor. If they see a glitch, they think they can just prompt the AI to fix it. But that's not how it works. You'll need to tweak the entire prompt and regenerate. So, it sounds like it's better to just start fresh rather than trying to fix things after the fact. Exactly. And if you're hitting a wall with your concept, sometimes it's best to pivot instead of burning credits on a dead end. Wow, this has been super informative. So before we wrap up, what are some key takeaways for our listeners? Alec, be specific with your prompts, use a structured approach, and remember that details matter. You can save a lot of time and money by avoiding vague language and common pitfalls. That's a wrap for this episode of A Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.